the ruler of Makkatul Mukarrama, the master of Madinatul Munawwara, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, any important task that has not been started with Bismillah Sharif remains incomplete and unfinished. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, whenever eating or feeding, serving or drinking, picking up or putting anything back, cooking or washing, reading or teaching, traveling or starting a car, waking up or waking others, sitting or seating others, turning the lights or the fan on, laying or spreading the food mat, folding or preparing the bedding, opening or beginning a business, locking or unlocking, applying oil or perfume, delivering a speech, reciting a naat, wearing shoes, adorning yourself with the Imama Sharif, opening or closing the doors, etc. Always start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, unless it is not permissible by Islamic laws, unless there are Shari'i restrictions on it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, one who makes a habit of reciting Bismillah Sharif with every permissible act gains immense blessings and virtues. Sayyidina Safwan bin Sulaym rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, jinn use the belonging and clothes of human beings. Therefore, when whoever picks up an item or clothing to wear or takes it off to put it away, he should recite Bismillah Sharif. The name of Allah Azza wa Jal will act as a seal for it. That means that by reciting Bismillah Sharif, jinns will not use those clothes. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, similarly, whenever picking up or putting anything back, we should develop a habit of reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal said, I swear by my honor and majesty, anything which has Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim recited upon it, I will put my blessing, I will put my barakah in it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, is an element of the 30th verse of Surah An-Naml in the 19th part and a complete verse of a noble Quran. It was sent down as a separation between two chapters. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the knower of unknown, the faultless and the perfect Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, it is one of the great names of Allah Azza wa Jal. It brings a person as near to Allah Azza wa Jal as the black part of an eye to the white part.